when she goes to a hayd, she does not read Quran, she does not read salah, she doesn't fast, she doesn't do anything. Are you now going to say she's not making ibadah? Are you going to say that she's not being rewarded? If she makes sabr and does what she's supposed to do in that time, then yes, she is. Similarly, we are to do what we are supposed to do in the correct time. If right now you were to go while Isha Salah is happening, for example, right, in Makkah Mukarramah, Isha Salah is happening, and you were to go on top of Jabal al-Rahmah, on the plains of Arafat, will you get a reward? In the time of Hajj, you're like, you know what? The hadith says 100,000 salah reward is in Makkah Mukarramah in the Masjid al-Haram. Why? What am I doing in Arafat? I'm going to go to Masjid al-Haram. Let everyone stay there. Will your Hajj be valid? Your Hajj will not be valid. Our deen, ibadah, is about doing what we are supposed to do on the time that it is supposed to be done. If it means doing nothing, we do nothing. If it means doing everything, we do everything. That is the key thing. Anyway, next surah, Surah Tur. At-Tur is the Mount Tur. That is the mountain upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelation to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Musa alayhi salam became Kalimullah. You know that whole conversation? Now, the majority of the Christians and, you know, these kind of scriptures, etc., they say it's Mount Sinai. However, that doesn't seem very practical or plausible. Another mountain is given, and the names of a few other mountains are given. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala starts off with Wattur, Wakitabin Mastur, Fi Raqim Manshur, Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Al-Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the Malaika. You know, as we have our Kaaba, Al-Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the Malaika. Anyway, that's the second surah. The third surah is Suratul Najm. And Najm refers to the constellation of stars, famously known as the Thuraya constellation. Right? I think it's called the Sirius or the Cyrus. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. Right? That's the constellation of stars. In the end of the surah, a sajda comes. This sajda is a... don't have much time, right? This sajda is a unique one in the sense that even the mushrikeen of Makkah went into sajda at that time. Now, there's a whole reason as to why and whatnot. Not going to go into it right now. If you're bothered, you all should check it up, inshallah. And then after that, Suratul Qamar comes next. Moon. Iqtarabati sa'atu wa nshaqqa al-qamar refers to the splitting of the moon, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moon is split into two. Thereafter, we come to Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is Ar-Rahman. Everyone knows, as the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything has an adornment. And the adornment of the Qur'an is Surah Rahman. In Ar-Rahman, the one ayah you will come across multiple times is فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which one of the favors of your Rabb do you deny? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the surah upon the Sahaba. And the Sahaba, they remained silent. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked the Sahaba and said, last night I recited the same surah to the jinn. And do you know what they said? Each time فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ came, the jinn responded, لَا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Oh my Rabb, we do not deny a single one of your ni'mah, and for you is all praise. When you hear these ayat, obviously you should not be saying it in salah because you're in salah. But at least in your mind, presence of mind, presence of heart. In the heart it should be, لَا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. If it's in English, it's in English. If it's in Bangla, it's in Bangla. If it's in Urdu, it's in Urdu. If it's in Chinese, it's in Chinese. Whichever language you want to do it, right? Then after that, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Al-Waqi'ah means the occurrence. It speaks a lot about Qiyamah. One of the things about Al-Waqi'ah, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever frequently recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night before going to sleep, Allah Ta'ala will save that person from poverty. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, towards the end of the khilaf of Uthman radiallahu anhu, was on his deathbed. Uthman radiallahu anhu comes to him and says, what's wrong? Ma tashtaki. He says, you know what, my sins. Anyway, the whole conversation happens towards the end of the conversation. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he is the khalifa. He is in charge of the entire Muslim, you know, empire. Uthman radiallahu anhu says, you know what, can I help you? He says, no. He said, what about for your daughters? What about for your daughters? He said, no, I don't worry about my daughter. He said, no, let me give them a stipend. You are going. Who's going to look after your daughters? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I have taught them Surah Waqi'ah and I have taught them this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am full trust in Allah that Allah will look after them. Right? This is something for us, you and I, especially in these days of economic strife, for us to really think about. The next surah after that is Surah Hadid, Ayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about Akhirah. We are going to end up at, which surah? Muntahina. You finish Muntahina, right? So we'll do Surah Al-Mujadala. Al-Mujadala means the argument, the one who argued in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole another story. Then after that is Surah Al-Hashr, the exile, about the Jewish tribes of Medina Munawwara, how they tried to betray the Muslims in Medina Munawwara and what happened there. And the last surah is Surah Al-Mumtahina, and that is testing those who come and say they are Muslims. and how we should never, ever, 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 more evers after that as well, betray our Muslim women. Right? That too is another topic on its own.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati salatu, qad qamati salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استووا واعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى بعض هل يراكم من أحد ثم صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله